The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Where's Scott?
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No sad music, Don. We don't need to start with sad.
No, Robert.
No.
We are here today to
what?
Remember that blockbuster that has saved, or excuse me, has really not saved so many people over the years, and keeping their high cholesterol.
Oh no,
getting out of control.
Oh, that's right.
And yes, today
big day
is
today.
The day.
Yep.
Today is the day that
Lipitor yeah.
loses its patents, and now poor Pfizer, who's made billions and billions of dollars,
Pfizer's going under.
Lowering that dangerous cholesterol
yeah.
that we both know really is not dangerous.
They're going to have to double down on Viagra sales, although that might be out of
patent. I don't
know what
they're going to do, Robert, because now the generics are going to swoop in
yeah.
and people will write prescriptions and they'll go to the pharmacy and they'll, instead of getting Lipitor, wait a second.
This Hold New York on. Times Hold article,
wait a
Don.
Minute. Stop the presses.
Yeah.
I read this morning that even though Lipitor has lost its patent,
yes.
that there are insurers and pharmacies out there that if they get a prescription sent to them
for the generic,
yeah. Lipitor, they are going to reject it and substitute it with Lipitor.
Oh man, they've got to squeeze you for every last dime. How do they do this, considering that it's out of patent, generics are available, and this must be Pfizer lobbying the government or these companies. Please, just a little bit more profit.
Listen, we've seen this coming. We've been talking about this for the last year about how yeah. Big Pharma is just sweating bullets because they knew that these patents were going to run out. And
yep.
so what Pfizer has done is they have gone and they have struck deals with a bunch of insurers and pharmacies across the country that if they are written a prescription for the generic Lipitor, that these pharmacies and the insurers won't pay for it and the pharmacies won't dispense it. They will reject it and substitute it with Lipitor for the next, I think, six months.
You know, they could get it at Squalmart for $4, I think. That's the big
yes,
thing
except
about.
Here's the thing. Pfizer is going to meet or beat the generic price.
Well, that tells you how much the stuff really costs. But
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. No, hold on. This is $25 a pill, and the insurance company is going to, you know, pay for that. But, oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
No.
Check out this story.
I guess we could make it $4 a pill,
Don,
because, you know, we need to hang on to whatever we can, right?
This is really amazing. Check out the New York Times article. I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com. You know, they're milking the so-called cash cow here a little bit longer. Of course, if people were really listening to what we say and taking it to heart, they'd recognize that cholesterol is their friend. But, of course, what is going to happen next after this, you know, basically dissolves the next 6 months, Pfizer's done, Lipitor's done. Then they're going to be, you know, pushing for a cholesterol vaccine. You know, that's coming.
Of course.
Yeah.
And there are, you know, there's a long list of other drugs that are going to be expiring this year, or excuse me, next year.
This year, next year. And if you want to, I'll remind you, if you want to live a long and healthy life, you want higher cholesterol, not lower. I know, shocking on a health show, but we acknowledge that longevity is associated much better with high fat, in the sense that you get the healthy fats. Cholesterol is for your brain, your nervous system, your endocrine system. Listen, your hormones keep you young. And of course, if you want to age very rapidly, if you would like some Alzheimer's, then you continue on, transition from generic, and you'll have cheaper Alzheimer's now with generic Lipitor, right?
Oh, they call that generic Alzheimer's. They're getting aggressive. They really are, because they're trying to do everything they can to try and you know, hang on to as much profit as they can. I mean, they're even, you remember we were talking, I think it was several months ago, about how these companies are looking at putting in these kiosks at like Walmarts and stuff. Yeah. Where, you know, it's like, come over here, you know, here's the ShamWow over here, and get yourself some you know, some drugs too at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's gonna be interesting to see what they do to try and recover, you know, as much money as they can once these patents expire.
Yep. And speaking of money, we're going to be talking with Mike Adams is joining us next. I'm going to take a quick early break because I want to spend as much time as we can with the Health Ranger here on the economic travesty that is the euro, how it's going to affect us here in America, what we can do to plan. Serious stuff online. Economic healing right now with Mike Adams coming up. Remember, robertscottbell.com. Naturalnewsradio.com is where you go to sign up for your daily email alerts. 866-939-BELL is the number. 866-939-2355. And, of course, in the second hour, we've got to talk about the childhood obesity epidemic. Is that enough to warrant the stealing of your children? And more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back with Mike Adams after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
As promised, right now, returning to the Robert Scott Bell Show, our dear friend and man who loves liberty as much as anybody I've ever met. His name, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, returns, and boy, do we need some liberty right now.
Yeah, we sure do, Robert. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to join you. Things are really heating up out there. Remember when we recorded that first preparedness course about the financial disaster that was looming, and here it is. It's at our doorstep.
Yeah, you have an article out just yesterday called Financial Red Alert. Europe stands on verge of apocalyptic debt crisis with only days remaining. I mean, they are literally every day you see, we're on the brink of collapse. No, we're not. Yes, we are. No, we're not. I mean, we talk about economic schizophrenia. Watch the news.
Yeah, exactly. And the news is even starting to come on board and change its tone. Listen to this. Here's a paragraph that appeared on Yahoo Finance yesterday. Let me read this for you. And for those listening, hold on to your hat, because this is not something you would normally read in the mainstream media. It says, quote, "The world is watching Europe, waiting upon a solution. If the euro fails, so too does the 27-nation European Union. Bank lending would freeze," this article says. "Stock markets would likely crash, and Europe's economies would follow." Remember, this is on Yahoo, okay? "Nations would see their economic output decline by as much as 50%. The economic meltdown would spread to the U.S. and Asia, who would find themselves caught up in the credit freeze while their exports to Europe would collapse." Right now, a year ago, if you had read that, you would have thought, well, most people would have thought, that's just nonsense fear-mongering.
Yeah.
Now, that's mainstream news. Can you believe that, Robert?
Well, yeah, this is the point where it becomes more and more obvious, so that your ability to deny it depends upon how much pharmaceutical drugs you are taking.
Or other drugs.
Yeah, or any kind. You're right. And in addition, you know, some of the stories we're hearing about, you know, the Merkel in Germany. Germany has to bail out the rest of Europe, France, whatever. But the reality is they're talking about the IMF, the World Bank, which is really, you know, basically derived along with the Federal Reserve, bailing out Greece, for instance, in the euro. And in fact, that means that in addition to the $7.7 trillion we just found out, Ben Bernanke and the Fed had, you know, basically printed out of thin air, as we say, to support the banks and allow them to make a $13 billion profit out of nothing and then lay the debt onto Americans not yet even born.
It's astonishing. And the story that's really coming out of this, and it's the story that I didn't even realize until just the last few days as I started to wake up fully to this and put the pieces of this puzzle together. We are, our civilization is under assault through a bankster coup. These are acts of economic terrorism, acts of economic warfare for the purpose of economic imperialism, to install the Goldman Sachs bankster people in top positions, even running entire nations, or if not their people, those that they can strongly influence. And we are talking about an economic takeover of our planet. It has almost been completed.
Mm-hmm.
What we're only really observing here are the late stages of the game, when we're starting to see just how arrogant these criminal banksters have become, where they believe that they can literally steal everything from everyone and not get caught and have no repercussions. We are dealing with runaway economic criminality and some egomaniacs, psychopathic criminals here.
Well, yesterday, Mike, also what happened, which was really astonishing, I was watching this all day, Senate Bill 1867, and there was a really dynamic interchange between John McCain and Rand Paul in the Senate. As Rand was saying, what you're trying to do basically is eliminate completely the Bill of Rights and the Constitution by basically declaring that the homeland is now a war zone, and that if the federal government, the executive branch, the military says, hey, you're an enemy combatant, you have a link to Al-Qaeda, you are sympathetic to Al-Qaeda, we can scoop you up, send you to Guantanamo, no habeas corpus, no nothing. And I find it interesting that the timing is right here along with the economic collapse, the police state. They have to go hand in hand, or else freedom will break out.
Well, that's exactly what I wrote about in a story the other day, that the reason I believe they're rushing the police state into play is because the economic collapse is accelerating. It's becoming more and more apparent. They have not been able to delay it as long as they would have liked, so that they could have more time to put in these police state laws, completely unconstitutional.
Right. And you have it here in the article,
administrative rights and things like that. And no, go ahead.
The power is so broad, as you write in here, about the defense National Defense Authorization Act, that even U.S. citizens could be swept up by the military, and the military could be used far from any battlefield, even within the United States itself. Again, and Rand Paul says this yesterday, the end of posse comitatus, basically, yeah. You know, the ability of the troops, federal troops that are already meant to defend the nation, to basically, you know, invade the very nation they're designed to protect.
Yeah, this is the end of America. This is it. We've reached the end game, and so let's cease with all the silly talk about so-called conspiracy theories and doom and gloomers and so on. It's now overt. The government itself says that America is a war zone, and you can be arrested with no due process. You have no rights. The military will be operating on the streets in America. They will be reaching down your pants. You will have no rights, no freedoms, nothing, no voice, no First Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all coming down. So the truth is, Robert, that the conspiracy theorists were right. And frankly, they are all owed a huge apology by the mainstream media.
We won't hold
and
their breath.
Denialists. Yeah. No. They shouldn't hold their breath, because that apology is probably not coming. In fact, they're probably going to be blamed for it.
Mm.
You know, there are efforts underway to blame conspiracy theorists for bank runs because they're telling people to protect their money and pull it out of these
I think they actually did. Somebody claimed that Alex Jones was responsible for some of you know, these so-called bank runs and these banks that are going under. I mean, which is ludicrous. You know, those who are just reporting the news, what everybody should be reporting, are now at fault for basically pointing out what should be obvious to everyone.
Well, it's the last desperate ploy of a pathetic class of criminals that's trying to get away with murder and theft and just outright criminality. All they can do now is just point the finger and say, "No, it's your fault." I mean, they've been caught red-handed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're pointing it out. We're exposing them every single day. What else can they do? I mean, they can't debate anything rationally with you, because the runaway printing of counterfeit currency is not rational.
Mm-hmm.
It's criminal. Criminal. And the creation and trading of all these derivatives and debt swap instruments and mm-hmm. all kinds of other fictional fairyland financial mechanisms that they've come up with are really just a clever way to steal the world's wealth and put it into the pockets of a relatively few people who think they're going to get away with this, but I think they're going to end up being executed, frankly.
Yeah. Well, we talked recently, of course, with Governor Jesse Ventura, and that was a fun interview. He was really letting loose on the show here. And we talked about the Occupy Wall Street movement and also, you know, the fact that the military, the vets themselves, could be, you know, the line in the sand they could draw, because there was a few YouTubes that came out. One particular I remember from New York or Manhattan, where a former Marine, I believe it was standing and, you know, basically yelling at the police officers. There's no honor in this, as they were going to attack or, you know, wand or spray these protesters, peaceful protesters at the time.
Yeah.
And it gives me some sense of hope. I mean, I'm not delusional that it's all going to be pretty, but if there are, you know, people within the military that are going to be unwilling, if you will, to go down with the ship in that same way and attack the citizens, the people of America, in the name of these banksters, you know, there may be some semblance of, you know, as we've talked positively, that ultimately there's going to be wonderful things happening. But we often have to go through some horrible experiences and suffering to get there.
Well, that's exactly it. I think, for example, in World War II, the Japanese Empire greatly underestimated the resolve and the resources of America when they bombed Pearl Harbor. Now, of course, we can go into the alternative history and talk about reasons why they might have been, why their hand may have been forced to do that. But mm-hmm. just in terms of underestimating America, I think today's globalists are also underestimating the spirit of 1776, the spirit of rebellion, of freedom, of liberty. Mm-hmm. And once that spirit is awakened, it cannot be stopped. They can try to keep people asleep, as they're doing, through media hypnosis, through fluoride in the water, through psychiatric medications and propaganda and so on. But that is only a delaying tactic. tactic. And once people's pensions disappear and their life mm-hmm. savings disappears and their bank accounts vanish yeah. as these banking institutions collapse like a house of cards, there will be no more illusions, and the people's rage will be awakened, and you do not want to be a bankster bureaucrat at that moment, because I think that the repercussions of this will be extreme, and it's not. I'm not calling for that.
No. I think history is such that we are observant of that history, and we can see what has happened in the past yes. when the people recognize who the criminal class really are at the bankster level, and they are not treated kindly, nor do they deserve kind treatment. Although, you know, we would still argue, as bizarre that we hold to this concept of liberty and Fourth Amendment protections, that they should have a fair trial. But a lot of people are not going to want to give them that. But that's what we already see in the calling for the, you know, stringing up of so-called foreigners without proof that they are actually terrorists. And we get into these definitions of terrorism as a tactic. And you know, as they say, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. If indeed China were attacking us or in this way that we have done to Pakistan or elsewhere, we would become the very terrorists that we, you know, claim these people are around these other occupied countries.
Right, right. Well, you mentioned, though, the fair trial, and that's crucial, mm-hmm. a fair trial by your peers. But look at today, that is being denied us.
Yes.
For example, Jesse Ventura's lawsuit about the TSA, the upshot of that,
right.
the courts throwing it out, means that, number one, there is a secret law that you can't know what it says. You have no right to even read it because it's a national security secret.
Yeah.
You can't challenge it because the courts will throw it out, but you are subjected to it every time you go to the airport. Now, this is the essence of tyranny, a web of secret laws that you must abide by, but you can't even be told what those laws are. And they can be changed at any moment without notification, without any public yeah. publishing of the law, whatever. These are the foundations of tyranny. So mm-hmm. the system is not treating the people with any sense of justice. And as a result, I do not expect that the people will react with a sense of justice when the tables are turned.
Yeah, and it's certainly understandable, although I would like to see that we could take the higher ground, but recognize there's, you know, it's karmic retribution, whether we dish it out or you know, the universe dishes it out, it's going to come. Listen, we got to take a break here. Mike Adams is with me, very special guest, a very important topic. You can read about this. I have the stories linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, right to the Natural News articles. Maybe you already get it, and I sure hope that you've signed up at naturalnews.radio.com for the daily email alerts that we do for the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll be updated and linked everything that we got going on. So we're going to be coming right back with more from the Health Ranger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. Glad to have you on board and really glad to have Mike Adams back with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We go back to history, Mike. I mean, there are a lot of prescient quotes that go back to the 1776 and prior and after, at the time of the dawning of the American Revolution and the Republic, that really have such wisdom in context of what we are going through today.
Yeah, absolutely. There, I don't necessarily have a quote for you, but there is a snippet from history, the Siege of Yorktown in 1781, when, of course, George Washington was the general leading the revolutionary forces against the British with the help of the French. And there was quite an astonishing military victory over the British forces there at the Siege of Yorktown. The British forces were led by Lord Cornwallis. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lord. Yeah. there's a clue for you right there. Supposed to be worshipped as gods. Mm-hmm. That's sort of how the TSA acts today. But when Lord Cornwallis surrendered, I'm paraphrasing and I'm a bit cloudy on this, but he asked George Washington if the terms of his surrender would be those that would be recognized as gentlemanly and under the rules of war. And I apologize to the historians out there, but Washington replied that the British forces would be afforded the same treatment that they had given to the colonial prisoners of war at other sieges in which the colonialists, the revolutionaries, lost and were effectively murdered and tortured by the British forces. So it's sort of like the rules in which the rules that you follow in waging your campaign. Those rules will inevitably be turned against you. The tables will be turned, and you will reap what you sow. And I think that's a very relevant idea in this day and age, because right now those who are in power in our world, I believe in very short order, they're going to find themselves in prison.
Yeah.
Or worse. I mean, literally hanging from trees or what have you.
Yeah, well, there was an interesting exchange yesterday on the floor of the Senate between, I think I mentioned, Rand Paul and John McCain. Now, John McCain, of course, he's considered a war hero. He's been tortured, evidently. So he's actually come out, in my mind, on the right side of the equation when we talk about waterboarding, et cetera, and torture. And, you know, if you do that as a country, you can expect that should you have prisoners of war, let's say your people are captured in wartime, they're going to treat you, just like you said, the same way that happened way back in the day with the British and the colonial, interaction. And yet, at the same time, he's so willing to give up the very liberty that the founding of the nation, the actual revolution that took place in terms of, well, we want to declare you an enemy combatant here in America. And so it's a really bizarre dichotomy. On one hand, you can get it so right, and then on another, be so wrong. And we got to be careful for this, because this is keeping people in a state of confusion. You know, as we watch the Republican candidates rise and fall, and yet Ron Paul's still there, slowly and steadily gaining steam, even though the old media is doing its level best to ignore that that truth is happening.
Yeah, but what's common, what's clear, is the common theme among all the other candidates other than Ron Paul, that they are all globalists. Mm-hmm. For example, Newt Gingrich has come out and said he thinks the war on drugs needs to be amped up and made more aggressive, and we need more punishments and more resources to fight this war on drugs. Well, you know, it's an insane idea. I mean, pure insanity. It's again, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. The war on drugs is a complete failure at many levels, you know, socially, monetarily, in terms of security, in terms of just driving up the prices of drugs on the street so that the drug cartels are making more money.
Yeah, warfare profits.
It's the war on drugs that has done that, and it's because these people, like Gingrich, do not understand fundamental economics. They need to read, what is it, Henry Hazlitt's book, Economics in One Lesson, I believe.
Yeah. And also understanding that war is the health of the state, and we're not just talking about warfare, you know, as you describe it, shooting guns per se, purposefully, but even the war on drugs, every war you declare on cancer and everything brings about a profitable sector that never wants an end to that war. And it's the first time we've entered into a state of perpetual warfare with this Defense Reauthorization Act, which is what they've stated. Now, If Obama vetoes it, like he has threatened to do, I will give him his props, as I did last week on a specific case where he, you know, basically pardoned some nonviolent drug offenders. And you know, as much as we are not really keen to what Obama has done, listen, I'm going to acknowledge people when they do the right thing in this case, and would encourage more of that if it's possible.
I would say that there must be an ulterior motive.
I wouldn't
give Obama credit for being a humanitarian. I mean,
no, but
there must be another reason.
And I don't know what the Hegelian dialectic they're playing out in this case. I just would say, you know, for whatever shred of, and there are people out there, and some are naive, others, you know, hopeful that you know, have their hearts in the right place, but also, you know, may not want to go down the road that we're describing here. Not that we are thrilled to go down it as well, but just historically relevant and accurate descriptions in going about this is so, just like we did in our economic security or financial security seminar we didn't pull any punches. And in fact, if people were applying the things we were referencing, including relative their retirements and 401ks, we had some interesting questions. Had they done that, if they had, they would be far better off as far as their, let's say, establishing or maintaining whatever wealth they had gained to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And along those lines, by the way, let me interject here an update to that based on the current situation that we're seeing. There's some important information I want to pass along here.
Sure.
In that program, when we recorded it, we focused mostly on currency risk, the risk of the devaluation of the dollar in particular. And while that risk still exists, the impending collapse of the eurozone may, in the short term, actually prop up the value of the U.S. dollar as those as investors flee the European currencies and they come to the U.S., which of course is its own problem later on. But currency risk is now minor, at least in the short term, in my opinion, compared to institutional risk. The risk of institutions collapsing is now far, far greater.
Yeah.
So, for example, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, these have all been downgraded by the S&P. There is Max Kaiser said in an interview with Alex Jones that these institutions, they're all insolvent. And when they send you a monthly statement, he said those monthly statements are financial fraud because that money does not exist and they could not meet those obligations.
Right. And MF Global collapsed on something, and I think it affected Gerald Celente, who had actually some tangibles like gold or silver, and they just kind of shut down and said, hey, sorry. And, you know, talking about the currency issue, though, as well, it's very interesting because China, you know, and you did an article about this, or Ethan did, for Natural News recently. We covered this on the air. Actually is buying up U.S. farmland with because they're holding all of these Federal Reserve notes. They know the days are numbered, even though there might be a temporary boost because the euro is even in worse shape. but they're looking to convert these things out of dollar-denominated, you know, kind of measured assets into something that is tangible and producible. I'm worried about them owning the land rather than the people and the small family farmers, which we'd like to see to grow genuine food versus the GM foods or foods contaminated with who knows what because of what's prevalent in China at this point. But there is a country that's – they're not stupid. I mean, they're holding all that debt. They're going to go, we better get rid of this stuff.
Maybe they listened to our program because we told people to trade in your dollars for farmland, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think China's following our advice. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, isn't that? Well, and there, by the way, Mike, there's a hilarious new video. I don't know if how hilarious it was, but the Ron Paul campaign put it out. I'm going to play it next hour just as a heads up for everybody to listen. Ron Paul's and his campaign's getting a little more active and going after Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich on their flip-flopping ways, and they use as a basis for kind of the Sesame Street song, Menomina, da 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 da. It's very funny. So that's upcoming. I wanted to let you know. So we're getting on the offensive here, and I like that. Put them on the defensive. That's where they belong.
Oh, that's great. That's exactly what needs to happen. Because, look, people are waking up now. The world is changing so rapidly that most people just can't even keep up with it. In fact, I'm concerned that they're behind the curve in a big way. And they're going to wake up one day real soon and find out their pensions have all been looted.
Yeah.
That their savings accounts, well, they're still technically intact, but the bank is on a holiday and you can't get to your money for 30 days. And then 29 days down the road, they make it 60 days. And then 59 days, they make it 180 days and you never get it. Or you get 10 cents on the dollar. Or you get to trade it in for a new global currency run by the Catholic Church or something, like, you know, something crazy like that that they're working on.
Well, and be on the lookout, Mike, because there's some interesting stories coming through about how are the banks holding on to the money, like claiming that, oh, wait, there's somebody that was fraudulently trying to withdraw money from your account from Europe or some other part of the country. We got to put a freeze on your account, or it's going to be another 2 weeks and we'll send you out a new card so you can access your money. There are all kinds of creative ways that they could try and play around a holiday and just say, oh, well, for some reason, something happened and people will still trust the banks enough to go, oh, darn, and I'll just have to wait. So there's a lot of things. I'm curious if others have stories like this that are coming up in increasing numbers now.
Well, I suspect what they're going to do is float a false flag cyber terrorism event. Remember how they claimed that a hacker attacked a water treatment plant in Chicago, I believe, and that turned out to be just a cover story. It wasn't really true.
Right.
Maybe they're just testing the reaction to this kind of thing to where they could go, if they want to have a bank holiday, they could stage a whole bunch of cyber attacks, blame Iran, right? Or North Korea or China or whatever convenient enemy they want to blame at that moment, but probably Iran, and then close the banks down for 90 days and say, oh, we're trying our best, but the accounts have all been wiped out by these terrorist hackers. I mean, people would buy that.
Yeah.
You know, you can just see CNN. What's his name? The CIA reporter guy.
Anderson Cooper?
Anderson.
Which guy?
Yeah. Anderson, CIA, Cooper.
Vanderbilt. Gloria Vanderbilt, I like to call him.
Yeah. You could just see him floating a story on there. Oh, the banks are it won't be open for 30 days as they try to repair and recover all the lost money that was stolen by Iranian hacker extremists. Yeah. I mean, people would believe that. They'd believe anything.
Yeah, the gullibility, naivete, et cetera. There are a lot of things coming out that we can't help and we can't save everybody. Yesterday I did a show on the concept of slavery in many forms. And, you know, there was a time in my young life, Mike, my idealist teenage years, where I thought, well, I can actually save the world or help, you know, people. And, of course, we do help people. I help them individually and we get good message out. But we can't wake up the people that don't want to be woken up. And, in fact, they are often the more dangerous people. You know, we talked about the slaves and the slave masters. The slaves are more dangerous when they don't want to be acknowledged to be slaves. And you say, hold the mirror up against them, say, hey, look, you're not free. And they just say, I don't want to know. And they'll come after you with a vengeance, even more so than the slave masters. It's a really interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, that's totally true. And there is a certainly a psychological name for that. I don't know what that is, but I just call it sort of a psychological momentum, that when people begin to talk about their current reality, even if it's completely false, they will then psychologically tend to find evidence to support a worldview that's consistent with whatever they described. Now, you got to say also maybe the flip side is possible, that we could all be slanted in our own views because of that same phenomenon.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful as well and make sure that the evidence that we're looking at is legitimate, and that we're not slanting this in a doom and gloom direction when actually everything's fine. So I always try to keep that in mind and make sure that I'm looking rationally at the situation. But the advantage I have is I can do math. and you too. I mean,
yeah.
Today's mass population literally cannot calculate a 15% tip in a restaurant. So, I mean, they have charts for these people. Whip out a chart at 15%. Let's see. And, you know, it's like, how are they going to grasp fractional reserve banking or derivative debt instruments or debt swap instruments or, you know, debt versus GDP ratios and things like that? They cannot cognitively grasp it.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
Mike, in our culture, that as we've seen it degrade over our lifetime and maybe even before, either A, the stupid people rose to the top, or the people that knew how to play the game to appease the ruling elite, that they wouldn't overturn the power structure in the system and, you know, the serfs, et cetera, or the slave class, et cetera. And, you know, now there's a boiling point where a lot of people have jumped out. More people are jumping out before it's too late. It doesn't mean we can stop what's seemingly inevitable because of the math that we can do. But I do want to talk to people about, and let's take a break here. One more segment with Mike Adams here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, this hour. And we'll talk about some of the positive things that we can do to prepare, just a little bit more practical information. I always like to leave you with that. And as I said, Mike and I have talked a lot about these things. And, you know, we're positive about the future ultimately because we know that going through this is also a cleansing process. So we'll talk about that and more on the other side of this break with Mike Adams after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping up the first hour here with Mike Adams. Always an absolute pleasure, even though we have to cover some intense topics from time to time. Sometimes we get to lighten it up and go absurd, too. I mean, a lot of what we're talking about now, it should be absurd, but we need to point this out. and the Mayan calendar be it 2012 next year, talking about the end of the world. I mean, literally, we're playing right into that, and it's not the end of planet Earth and the people on it necessarily, although we do have a lot of challenges. But it's the starting anew, new calendar, etc., and we're going to have to go through some stuff. But in the meantime, we don't have to be victims of it if we prepare accordingly.
Yeah, that's exactly true. And sometimes I wonder if the Mayan calendar was actually a chart of the end of fractional reserve banking.
Yes.
it's like the end of the financial universe. But no, I think a year from now, we're all going to be here and still fighting for our liberties. Frankly, it would almost be seductively easy if the universe ended on, what is it, December 23rd, 2012. But I don't think we're getting off that easy, folks. I think we're sent here spiritually to work through these problems and discover who we are.
Yes.
And there's no easy out. It's not like, oh, game over. You're out of it. No, you're going to have to work through this. And that means understanding the fundamental principles of philosophy, ethics, liberty, rationality, you know, and even studying history. We've already talked about some Revolutionary War history, and there's some interesting history that's come out just yesterday about December 7th, 1941, the Pearl Harbor attack. It's a new declassified memo reveals that FDR's administration did have a forewarning of a Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
And wow.
Many historians have already supposed that FDR knew about the attack and allowed it to happen because it's classic problem reaction solution, right? If that America would then gladly enter the war they were attacked.
There were a lot of entities that knew, you know, it's again war profiteering. We've seen and we talked about some of these families that benefited, in fact funded a lot of the so-called opposition, even in the so-called Great War, World War II, or the one before it. There are always these families that play both sides and you know, become winners no matter who wins or loses. And in that case, there's been a lot of rumblings in history books that were considered conspiratorial and, you know, basically marginalized. But now with this declassified document coming out, also the fact here, history repeats itself. Look, we're talking about putting more sanctions on Iran as we had done to Iraq before. Sanctions, as Ron Paul calls them in this way, are acts of war, honestly. And in, you know, prior to Pearl Harbor, there were these sanctions literally stopping the flow of fuel to Japan. I mean, literally shutting them down. It was almost inevitable that they were stimulating some sort of warfare response that then facilitated America's entry into World War II, as it was then called.
Well, you know, it's even also as we're talking about the banking institutions, you know, there's a fascinating and very deep history of the globalist banksters funding Nazi Germany at the same time that they were funding the war efforts of the Allies. In fact, the Bush family goes back into that. It was Bush Senior's
Prescott.
Father, I believe.
Yeah, Prescott was, Bush as well. And indeed, the evidence shows that they had funded much of even the so-called communist Russia, the USSR, Soviet Union. In fact, would have collapsed without having help from the West, financial help, all the things that they really didn't innovate. Most everything they got came from the West, and it was propping them up for this so-called Cold War, again, to profit off of both sides.
Well, yeah, and speaking of innovations, one of the greatest profiteers off Nazi war crimes was none other than IBM. And when the Jewish Holocaust victims were being lined up and categorized and put on railroad cars and gassed in the gas chambers, they were all being recorded on IBM punch cards. And this technology, I mean, this is all right out in the open historical fact. In fact, there's a whole book on it. I think it's called IBM and the Holocaust or some variation of that title. And, you know, if you really study history, and I encourage everyone to do that, If you look at the power plays and who has profited and who has positioned themselves to profit, it's always the elite corporatists and banksters who profit from suffering, from war, from economic destruction. And so there is a concerted ongoing effort to engineer booms followed by busts, that economic destruction is part of the blueprint of globalist control. They want it to happen. If you wonder why do companies such as Gibson Guitars get raided in the United States when it makes no sense, it's because it's part of the blueprint of economic destruction. And from that destruction, these criminal evil banksters can take over entire nations. They can, they, in some nations, they've taken over the oil fields, they've taken over the water resources, they've taken over entire islands.
Yeah.
Now in Europe.
Well, we talked yesterday on the program about, you know, the issue of slavery. One of the ways they enslave the people is that people can no longer own property. They converted property into real estate, which is funny how they call it real when it's very unreal and artificial, that unless you had a lodeal title or mineral rights to your land, you really didn't own property. In fact, you were paying a fee for them to hold title, so to speak, that you could never pay off, even if you paid off your mortgage, which is how they can, you know, charge you property taxes. If it was really your property, they couldn't tax you on it. But that's also the misnomer of what you said about the whole income tax game, the fact that they can just print money. There's no reason for it other than social control and fear.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary chapter in history, and we are all living through it, sort of like observing a slow motion train wreck unfolding right before our very eyes, and it's going to get a lot more interesting. But in terms of practical solutions, because I know listeners they're always asking us for practical solutions. Let me offer this. Obviously, I'm not a financial advisor, so take it for what it's worth. But if you have all your assets in one currency, such as U.S. dollars, you're at risk. If you have all your assets in one banking institution, like Wells Fargo or JP Morgan Chase, you're at risk. If you have all your assets in one country, you're at risk. The smart person, even a regular wage earner who's just trying to protect their life savings or protect a college fund for their child or protect their retirement fund, they need to be thinking very seriously about diversification strategies. They've got to have some money in farmland. They've got to have some in precious metals. They've got to have some in barter items such as ammo. If it's legal in your area to own ammo, it's instantly barterable. I mean, we covered some of this in our course, Robert.
Yes.
But you've got to diversify your currencies and your institutions. And one of the best tips that has come out of a lot of recent interviews that I've heard is to move out of the big banks and get into your local credit unions, your community credit unions, because by law, they cannot be involved in derivatives, risk-taking, you know, toxic debt. And they're inherently safer, and they're also FDIC insured. And plus, you're taking money out of the hands of the global banksters and putting it in the hands of local community people. So that's one thing that you can do right now.
Another excellent strategy. And of course, you know, we did a discussion as well, another seminar on food security, and both of us were concerned about you know, having some level of storage. Obviously, we'd like to see everybody working the land again, going back to small local communities and farms, et cetera, little gardens, and we've covered a lot of that. But in some ways, also, we'd like to have in an emergency situation, even beyond the collapse, just other things that can happen, sources of good quality food. If you're like me and value quality food, like organics as such, as you do, Mike, we were looking around and saying, hey, who's actually doing this right if we have storage or storable items? So just another aspect to this. So you know, you've been writing about this for years. You know, our friends at Enterfood have done it, and Boku Superfoods have done it. But yet there are others out there that are sort of, I don't know if they're purposefully deceptive, but the fact is not everything's as clean as we would like it to be. So you've actually taken a leap. I'd love you to let our listeners know about it.
Oh, thanks for the plug opportunity. I'll keep it brief. Yeah, we've launched survivalnutrition.com. And it's a long-term storable superfood collection kits, like a 90-day package and a six-month package and a one-year package. And these are all completely non-GMO, no soy, no textured vegetable protein, no TVP, right? Mm-hmm. No MSG or hidden MSG, nothing like that. It's all really high-density nutrition. And we've just put that out there and made it available to people. We've already got people taking advantage of that and getting stocked up with some just really high-density nutrition. And the reason I did this is because, like you said, I could not find other companies out there that were offering storable foods, I began to actually buy samples of storable foods from many different sources. And when I got the foods and looked at the ingredients, I was shocked. I was shocked at the stuff that's in it. Most of it, literally, Robert, it's like prison food. It's TVP, it's soy, it's MSG, and just a bunch of chemical flavor enhancers. This is stuff, like I bought a package at Walmart of some camping food. And it was like, I wouldn't feed this to my dog. You know, I mean, if you fed it to prisoners, literally, it could be considered cruel and unusual punishment. In fact, some prisoners are suing over the soy content of their prison food.
Yeah, well, I mean, those kind of foods can stimulate violence as well. We've seen about studies that have referenced the lack of quality of food, whether it be in children or in criminals, how you alter their food to healthy food and suddenly criminality and recidivism drops, for instance. So, you know, there are a lot of reasons to consider quality food for storage. I think it's just one of those levels of responsibility that if you have a little bit put aside, and even that could be utilized for barter in a pinch too. So as you talk about preparing for the inevitable time, I mean, there'll be a reset and things will start rebuilding again. But in the meantime, you know, all of these strategies are designed so that you don't become a victim in a desperate situation, that you find a way to navigate through it safely. And then you're there, you become, you know, a leader in the community, not because you necessarily want to be, but because people are looking for people that actually know how to do it, that are not operating in fear. Once you get past the panic, and obviously we would say stay away from those that are in a state of panic.
Right. Stay out of the riots and stay away from the panics. Mm-hmm. But what really concerns me about all this, Robert, is that if even 1% of our nation was awake right now and fully realizing what was going on, we would have so many orders that we couldn't fill them. And we're nowhere near that. We're filling orders for our readers who are aware of us, and we're able to get them their foods right away. But truthfully, 99% of the population is going to be caught with nothing. When their pensions disappear and their bank accounts vanish, they will have nothing in the cupboards.
Yeah.
And they will have no clue what to do. Absolutely no clue. And I feel for them. I wish they could be just smarter, really, and more practical about things and be prepared, but they're not.
No.
And unfortunately, a lot of those people, I think, are going to be rounded up, you know, and taken off to rescue camps or
places you just don't want to be, Mike. Well, I appreciate all of your, like I said, sounding the horn, whatever it is, the warning bell here, and getting this good information out, as well as, again, the practical things that we can do to be prepared and come through it and then reset and rebuild. I mean, that's what we're prepping for at this point now, not out of an irrational fear, but out of a rational understanding of history that we've read, and we see what's happening. And that's a good place to be in a very difficult time.
Yeah, study your history, folks, and open your eyes, be aware of the reality of what's happening around you. And remember, when you do prepare yourself, I don't just mean with material items, but I mean emotionally and mentally, psychologically, when you are prepared for the unexpected, then you're more resilient, you're more likely to survive anything, whether it's an earthquake, a hurricane, social unrest, dirty bomb attack, whatever the case may be, you're going to be a survivor.
Yeah, next hour, actually, I'm going to talk about vaccines from China. That could be as bad as anything we've ever heard.
It's like a bioweapon.
Yeah, exactly. Also, next hour...
Melamine attack from China.
Yeah. Obesity, is that child abuse? So we're going to talk about that. More on the vaccine issue. We're going to preview as well the HIV fraud day. It's World AIDS Day tomorrow. So we're going to talk about that. We've got a big, big breakthrough news coming out. More footage released from House of Numbers on the fraud of HIV tests. Wow, there's some stunning.
And hey, if obesity is child abuse, they should be arresting all the school administrators, because what they're feeding those kids promotes obesity.
Oh,
right?
Exactly.
All right, Leave the parents alone. Arrest the administrators.
Yes. Well, there's a lot more we can do, and I'm so glad we were able to spend a great deal of time today on this and going through the history. It really plants seeds of empowerment, and that's a very real and tangible thing, and I appreciate you helping me do that today, Mike.
Always enjoy it, Robert. Thanks for having me on. Sorry the topics are so intense, but look at the news, folks. These are intense times, and it's better to be informed than to just be entertained. So that's why it's an intense show. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, that's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joining me today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well reminding you that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's my life, and it's now or never. Cause I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live an alive. It's my life, my heart is like an open highway.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to
wake up!
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You know, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Liam, what are you doing here? I thought you'd be up.
I'm gone.
No, but you're supposed to be busy, ready for HIV fraud day.
HIV fraud day?
Yeah, you're working hard on that.
I've hardly asleep.
I know. We're going to catch you. I mean, you're probably staying up all night, so the hours are all hours of the night.
I'm
here.
Staying up all night, all
Not
hours
night
of the
hour.
Night.
Okay.
Editing audio.
We got a good show planned for tomorrow. A
you don't
world
even
changer.
Know what's happening.
I don't. I mean, I'm just going to show up and see what happens. I got a question for you since you're a little bit punchy.
I'll
take you for whatever we got here.
Yeah.
Is obesity child abuse?
Arrest that child.
Now, what are they talking about here? They're now wanting to confiscate children. I mean, how many reasons do they need to take your children away from you?
Let's confiscate children. I'm the government. What should we do with them?
Well, it's like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You know, the queen and the king, they didn't like children. They put them away in the dungeon. Well, this one's too fat. Let's take them and hide them. Or what are we going to do? Force feed them something that will... hey, there's a drug. We'll put them on Fen-Phen and Redux. Never mind. We have extra store. I know we banned it. We're the FDA. But the kids, we could try it on the kids.
Gastric bypass surgery now for four-year-olds.
Exactly. An eight-year-old Cleveland boy was recently taken from his family and placed in foster care. And caseworkers said that his mother wasn't doing enough to control his weight.
Cleveland.
Basically the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Of course, it's Cleveland's fault. Fried cheese, fried dough, fried everything. Blame
Is that Cleveland.
Cleveland? You should have to. We're
fried
gonna have
everything?
To Cleveland? Arrest Cleveland. Hey, everybody, don't you know? It's the Paris of the slightly not quite Midwest. You never been to Cleveland?
I have, but it's been a while. I just don't remember.
It's stunning.
I love the fried food. I guess I was eating organic already. I didn't have a lot of access to fried food.
Well, look, America eats. America loves fried food. America loves fried everything. America loves fried stuff. America loves fried stuff double wrapped in a bacon shell, dipped in.
How many ways can you fry it?
Dipped in peanut batter and just really, you know, what we want? What we want is to have stuff that can be triple fried. In fact, I want fudge now, and I want to deep fry some fudge and some peanut butter, and then I want to feed it to children.
If you do that to Amy's Living Magic stuff, then it won't be raw anymore.
Hey.
What?
We talked with them on
we did. Yesterday.
Yeah, the other day. Was it 2 days?
Fun. These people are such, my goodness, beside the food being yummy, they're loving people up there in Maine.
They were very, very nice. We Skype watched their...
We got a tour of their facility in Maine. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
I looked up. They have a nice view of the tributaries
the swamp,
going out
yeah.
to the ocean there in Maine. But I bring this up because why can't they just... they're going to spend thousands of dollars on the lawyer's fees, whatever, to take this kid away, to put it in foster, whatever. Why not just get a care package from Amy's Living Magic. Send it to the kid. The kid will eat this stuff. The weight will drop off because it's organic, it's raw, it's clean. Oh, problem solved.
Problem solved.
We don't have to kidnap your child.
Get a Vitamix. You know what? Get a Vitamix. Put some carrots in it, a little pinch of sea salt, an orange. You can leave the rind on, or at least half of it.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay. You have the ACS, the Abusing Children Syndicate, or whatever it is, going from every state, the Nazi handmaidens going and arresting children for not taking their vaccines or their AIDS drugs and terrorizing parents. And a lot of parents really do torture their kids with food, and they don't know how to feed them.
But that's usually grandparents, right?
No.
You give them candy. But now.
They
equate love with food, though, right?
No, I just mean... Yeah, I hear what you're saying. They torture them with food. They equate love with food.
Which could end up being inadvertent torture. I mean,
Jewish grandma. But,
excuse me, right. Jewish grandma. They are trying to make
Italians.
It seem, listen, they're trying to make it seem like I am unfit. This is the mother talking.
Right.
Like I don't love my child. Of course I love him. Of course I want him to lose weight. It's a lifestyle change, and they are trying to make it seem like I am not embracing that. It is very hard, but I am trying. Now, this doesn't sound like a mother trying to shirk responsibility, but granted, most people in Cleveland don't know how to eat. No, I'm just kidding. Here's a mom that probably doesn't.
Send the mail to Robert Scott Bell.
We love you, Cleveland. We love all our
Hello,
listeners
Cleveland.
In Cleveland. Cleveland, Tennessee? Or is it Cleveland, Georgia? No, Cleveland, Ohio. Right there on the border
the middle,
of Lake,
both ends.
Lake Erie up there, right?
High in the middle
Winter
and round
time.
Of both ends.
Yeah. Well, this is a case... Many Americans have no idea what nutrition is, what nutrients are. I mean, they just throw food that is processed, devoid of vitamins, minerals, or trace minerals. And these kids are starving to death even though they're obese.
Right.
That's what we're talking
about. And then they watch The Biggest Loser. This is the most dangerous show I've ever seen. They get obese people to run marathons and heavy lift weights. You know, you're going to have a coronary event. You're going to have an annual. You know, this is really stupidly dangerous. What you want to do is you want to do low-impact exercise, low-impact aerobic exercise. You want to walk a lot. Like hours a day, you want to move your body and make your metabolism slowly rise and reach a new level. You want to drink green tea in the morning. You want to replace your coffee with green tea. You want to replace your hydrogenated oil with olive oil or Udo's essential oils or good flaxseed oil.
Coconut oil.
You want to replace your beef and chicken and stuff with lentils and beans. Why? Because they have a lot of fiber and they'll clean out your gut.
Well, and they're less expensive for, let's just say, and I don't know this woman if she's on a lower scale of socioeconomic status, right? And if we talk about
Poe,
yeah, if she Poe, if she happens to be, I mean, going to rice, beans, lentils is very affordable, relatively speaking, to animal proteins, which may or may not be necessary in this child's case. Certainly, if you're carrying extra weight, you can do fine without it for a while,
at the very least.
And then you've
Live
got
off your hump.
You've got the transition. By the way, speaking of camel humps. No, actually, that we did a moment of duh on my GCN show on Sunday. Wrapped up the show, moment of duh. And it was all about, they found out that shoveling snow in the winter can kill sedentary people. To your point about going out, what are you trying to do? Play some rock and roll?
I'm not
here.
Doing anything.
A rock and roll show.
There was just a beep. Hey, there's the video online.
Oh, yeah. Mention that. Tell everybody where they can find
it. I want
that.
People to know that if you, hey, you know what? Where should we upload this? You know what you need?
I need
a Robert
page.
Scott Bell YouTube.
We'll
page.
Set that up.
All right,
but
go to the
meantime,
Liam Chef, Liam Skeef. That's exactly as it sounds. Spell it like it sounds.
I'll have it linked up in the blog.
Right. We did a thing the other day, and we're just about to do another one. We did a little thing the other day on HIV slavery, and it got such a round of applause that we made a little video by me in studio.
We
made a little video of it. It's called HIV Slavery, Liam Chef on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell and Liam Chef take on the vicious and fraudulent HIV test because – hey, what day is it? It's HIV
fraud day.
We're going to be nailing that down. But we're talking about camels and humps.
Yes. Well, again, shoveling snow suddenly, brutal, you're sedentary. And look, if you were reasonable about doing some level of exercise, you're not going to die of a coronary, doing a little bit of strenuous work. But if you do it from nothing, and it's true in the case of these children, you hear about the obese children that they suddenly put in these, as you said, what, the Biggest Loser, like fat camps?
I hate that stuff.
And by the way, I've never watched the show, but do they actually focus on detoxification and liver
health?
Are you
joking? They humiliate people. They make them take off their shirts and stand around and revile themselves because they've gotten so fat. They don't... you have to eat healthier. Eat chicken. Shut up. You go to the grocery store and they buy this factory farmed garbage.
It's an advertising slogan for,
what was it? One of those chicken companies.
Sure. Yeah, you know, but, because it's they lie to you and tell you that it's healthy. It's not. It's factory farm tumor-ridden garbage. You know, go and be – if you're obese, become a healthy Whole Foods semi-raw vegetarian for 3 months or whatever. Do it carefully. Eat enough oil. Eat essential fatty acids, all this kind
Good
of stuff.
Good point. The fats are not to be avoided. In fact, these children are starving for essential fats. They really are. And this is another part of, you know, trying to transfer the wrong kind of fat. You can't really do it well. And yes,
and don't starve because you will not lose weight.
Yeah.
If you eat 300 calories a day, I guess you lose weight. But eventually your body gets into this, you know, what I call the Russian winter syndrome. You know, you hold on to everything. And as soon as you eat some fat, you just put it right back on because your body's smart. Hey, I don't want to be starved to death. So you eat enough, not too much, not too much. You might have to shrink your stomach a little. I like vitamin C. I think it increases metabolism a little. You can take green tea, which is a wonderful thing to increase metabolism and digestion of fats. And there's so many things, selenium, chromium,
GTF, chromium. Yeah.
Which is?
It's not a Pontiac GTF. GTF chromium. It's glucose tolerance factor.
It's a
food-grown source.
Thank you.
What?
Chromium. GTF?
GTF.
Oh, GTF.
That's right, GTF. And if you want to, you know, regulate blood sugar, energy, et cetera, deal with hypoglycemia. Again, these kids who are obese, minerally deficient extraordinarily, and if they do have cravings, obviously it's because of the lack of these minerals, and that includes the chromium molecules that are basically refined out of much of the food. And if you and this article, and I have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, if you do agree that childhood obesity is child abuse, what do you think that, quote unquote, society should do about it? That's what they're asking. What should society do? Do we take all those severely obese children away from their parents? What about in your neighborhood? Would you be okay with your local children's aid society taking away 12% of the kids in your neighborhood? And then why stop at obesity? He says this, what about crappy parents? Shouldn't we just confiscate them too? We wouldn't have so many junkies, murderers, rapists, perverts, etc. You know, the point is there are so many things that we could be doing as a government. And now yesterday, the Senate voted on the extension of War Authorization, Defense Authorization Act every year as an emergency.
Now, there are some people that I want to take and put
they could be confiscated. It'd be all right. Like John McCain. He's long outlived whatever it was he was living
put
for.
Put him into foster care.
Yeah. And you know, he was arguing with Senator Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son, about, you know, the provision to be able to basically confiscate Americans who they say are, well, you're part of Al-Qaeda or you're an Al-Qaeda sympathizer. And in that case, we're going to confiscate you. No trial by jury, no habeas corpus. We're going to send you to Guantanamo Bay or wherever. And Rand Paul, bless his heart, you know, this in this case, he doesn't fall too far from the tree with Ron and says, how can you throw away the Constitution, the Bill of Rights in this way? For security? You get no security, you get no liberty. I mean, these people, and the majority in the Senate, and that includes Democrats, the majority in the House have voted on provisions like this, and it's basically discarding freedom. And here we are talking about confiscating children from their parents again, which is, you know, what we've talked about a lot of times here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Where does it end?
It ends here, Robert. So what Cleveland needs to do is wake up and go over to this nice lady's house, your neighbors, go over to your house and say, we're going to support you in keeping your kid, and we're going to support you in anything you need to do to lose weight. And if you need help doing some shopping, or I know a good naturopath, or I know a good nutritionist, and we're going to get involved and help you. We're your neighbors. We're not the Stasi. We're not the Eastern European, East German Stasi. We're not going to peek out of peepholes in our doors while the bad guys come and take you away. We're going to walk outside of our doors and we're going to get in their way and say, no, this is our neighborhood. You do not belong here stealing children.
Yeah, and this is the same government that wants to confiscate you, the same government that writes these you know, semi-mandates to children. Go in and get all your vaccines, all your shots before coming into indoctrination centers, and that's a commandment. I mean, except if you have a religious belief, some philosophical or medical issues. And yesterday we covered the fact that an immunologist, in fact, acknowledged that the vaccines, the first year of life, worthless. If they have any worth at all, of course, we talk differently than that, but worthless. 2 month, 4 month, 6 month baby visits, not for the baby, but to basically train the parents to bring their children in to get shots.
That was revealed yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So this is the insanity that would say, we'll take your child because he or she is obese. Never mind the cause of obesity is, in fact, in many instances, the government itself, by allowing adulterated, corrupted, toxic food devoid of nutrients onto the market, including GMO food.
The market is actually run by this non-food mafia. So McDonald's gets all the tax breaks. It gets all the what's the secret money that goes? I can't. When you pay taxes, it goes into something that you don't know what it is. It's earmarked, and what's it called?
A fund? A bill?
No,
what are you
no,
talking about here?
No, let's. They
now
get.
I'm asleep.
Yeah, I'm tired. They get extra. They get extra money. They get. She said it out there
what?
In the audience. No,
what?
I don't have to say it. The audience said it.
They said it. Okay.
They get no. You get subsidies. You subsidize. Oh my
yes,
goodness! The word
you.
Of the day.
Subsidize. Oh. Right.
So they right. All who gets subsidies? The USDA.
Who subsidiates who?
Who's,
or whom?
I remember that album. That was a huge big thing in the '70s.
Yeah.
Subsidiation happened in Harlem a lot. I remember that. Frank Lucas. Remember Frank Lucas? A lot of
no,
subsidiation.
I don't, but I do remember subsidiation theory about the.
The earth, the growing earth,
under
and the
other
sexual
continents.
Dinosaur revolution. So we have subsidies going to the dairy industry,
yeah.
the pork industry, the cow industry. What cow industry? Not the free-range grass-fed cow industry, but the we're going to feed you wastewater from, I'm not joking, power plants industry.
Sure, recycled, and cow patties, eat your own cow patties,
eat
right?
your own cow patties mm-hmm. industry, and yeah. we're going to get that into the McDonald's for the 99-cent what burger? Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, who knows? That then goes into kids. That is a deeply altered fat.
So.
That's going to make you sick. Fat, lethargic, have mental developmental problems. It ain't even food.
So who should confiscate who? We're going to find out after the break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam going to hang out for a little more. He's still awake.
Did yeah. you say something?
Hello. Hey, rocking the health world, everybody. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL. And, of course, the video's up. We've got one linked through at robertscottbell.com in the blog notes for today's show. Thank you to everybody listening through naturalnewsradio.com. Sign up for email alerts there as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, remember to say thanks to all the wonderful sponsors here on the Natural News Radio Network. as well as Robert Scott Bell's show.
Who are some of our sponsors?
They make it possible for this to be done. The good folks at Enterfood are wonderful.
We like
them. Of course, if you haven't tried the One World Way, we get a great, that man, my wife survived not being able to eat much food by putting it in her raw milk. And that's a whey protein that is not denatured, not pasteurized. So that's great stuff.
Glutathione.
Yeah, get the glutathione kicking up. And you know, others, of course. We've got the One Stop Health Shop group from Australia. I've got their papaya leaf extracts and stuff. I love papaya. Is my favorite fruit in the world. You know that?
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
I like it. Pawpaw, papaya. I fought old ladies in Africa over papaya. You know that?
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I'm teasing. But, you know, I've been to Africa twice, in addition to a lot of equatorial regions around the planet. And, you know, when it came to papaya, there are other people that like papaya as much as me. And sometimes we kind of jostle about for the last, oh, that's my bill. Okay, you can have it. All right, you're my elder.
About your experiences in college, your dating life.
That was not, you know, listen. I did some traveling. I had some wonderful experiences around planet Earth.
You know, we should talk about that sometime, just like the travel days.
Yeah. I used to go every summer when I was in high school, and then later on in college, and then after college, in my 20s as well, I'd go to Europe. England, I had family there. I'd backpack through Europe, and then I got to travel around. Yeah, we could talk about that sometime. But, you know, it's a lot of my worldviews are shaped by those travel experiences. You know, I hope that Americans are not banned from the rest of the world the way our government has been hijacked and what they do to the rest of the world at this point. Again, the Defense Reauthorization Act, which is, it's an abomination. I hope, you know, this is one thing where I will give Obama props. If he vetoes this, because it looks like the House and the Senate, despite objections by the minority in both, are saying, listen, you're trashing the Bill of Rights and the Constitution here. If Obama vetoes it like he's threatening, again, I will say, Obama, good on you, mate. I will say it, and I've done it before, like when he pardoned these nonviolent drug offenders, only six of them. He needs to do that for a million other people. But, hey, I'll take the six at this point and start raising awareness on what's really a crime and what is not really a crime here. But what is a crime is the violation of the sanctity of the family. The government stealing children from families because they say, oh, your child is too fat. Never mind that the government's policies have allowed for toxic, adulterated food to be the norm, and then they don't let you speak truthfully about dietary supplements that can reverse these, you know, potential diseases. Because being fat is not a disease in and of itself. Being toxic, well, it leads to diseases. That's the problem, toxic fat. And that's another story. So we talk about detoxification here, changing our diet. Liam, you love talking losing weight holistically, really safely.
I like it. I think that it's so important to know how to moderate your weight or to get healthy. You know, everybody goes up, if you're really, I guess, normal or healthy, whatever, 4 pounds, so up and down 2, up and down 4. Some people go up and down 10. That's kind of a roller coaster. Some people go up and down 20. I think these great things that were never taught in school, though, what to eat. People are so confused about what to eat. They walk into the store, and they're just eating with their taste buds. They're not eating with the fullness of the range of what their body needs. They're saying, oh, I like this blue thing because it tastes a little good for 30 seconds. But they don't know what it's going to... It's not the taste, right? It's that your body will like things and they will taste better to you when mm-hmm. your whole body likes them. There's a trick to being a human, and it's to get past the immediate pleasant sensation as though that immediate pleasant thing were the only arbiter of quality. In fact, we have to graduate out of the school of that sort of, I don't know, sensorial shallowness. I don't want to say it judgmentally, but you know, we have a limited capacity actually to enjoy. We have incredible desires, but you can only stuff so much stuff into yourself without starting to suffer. So when you eat things like split peas, you know, you cook split pea soup or yellow peas or dal or lentils or all the variety of lentils and mung beans, go to an Indian store and just sort of play around and like, look at all the different kind of pulses that these people eat mm-hmm. who aren't raised in the American system of, are you going to have a hamburger or are you going to have a sloppy joe or are you going to have a steak? Which of these three kinds of food are you going to have?
Right.
You get into this world of variety of rices, black rice, red rice, purple rice, long grain, short grain, sweet, sushi rice, brown rice, all of it's brown rice. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't like brown rice.
Well, they want the polished white rice, right?
I say, but don't you understand something? It's all brown rice. They strip the outside off, so all you're left with is the non-nutritious
starch. It's so
pretty. It's so pretty. Well, this is the old you sort of Rudyard Kipling that, you know, we want to be civilized unlike the dark native, so we'll take off the dark exterior. Really? Mm-hmm. No, that's just
a, that's suicide.
It
honestly.
Is.
It is. Slow nutritional suicide.
Low nutritional suicide.
Who do we confiscate? I mean, I'm not into confiscating anyone or anything, honestly, but when the story says we're going to take your children, I mean, is it possible we can take these politicians that dictate these policies and can we put them somewhere in Guantanamo? I mean, I'm not a guy that likes it. Is it maybe they've earned it?
How about not? Let's put them on the Biggest Loser.
That's nutritional terrorism they're exhibiting upon it. The Biggest Loser, yeah.
Oh my goodness. You know, turn that thing on. It's a heartbreak. And the reason people watch it is because so many Americans don't know how to eat. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, the simplest thing to do is go get a book on basic nutrition or basic macrobiotics. Don't become a Japanese rigid. It's not about not being Japanese, but I mean, don't mm-hmm. become this sort of 60s, 70s rigid macrobiotic person who says, I will only eat brown rice. No, you look at it. Whole grains, beans, vegetables, seaweed.
Yes, seaweed.
Yes, vegetables prepared in different ways. And what kinds of vegetables? You want vegetables that grow downward. Mm-hmm. You want ground vegetables, and you want vegetables that grow upward. These represent different kinds of energies. The ones that mm-hmm. go downward are strengthening. They're more yang. They relate to the organs of the lower organs of the body, the liver, this sort of thing. The things that grow upward are cooling. They relate to the superficial organs like the skin.
Sure.
This is an ancient way to look at food, but it actually works.
How about eating the rainbow? You heard people say that? Yeah, even on this Amy's Living Magic thing, they got a little rainbow. The many colors of food, right?
Orange different stars, pigments. Green clovers, purple
no,
diamonds.
Not Skittles, not Lucky Charms. I grew up on that. I've got some nasty stories to tell you, but you will lose your lunch if I share with you the things that I ate growing up. And that's why I'm here doing what I'm doing now, as is Liam here. So
Yeah. I had a terrible diet growing up.
Did you ever watch...
I had a nauseating diet growing up.
Did you ever watch Sesame Street growing up?
Unfortunately, I was
subjected
to that.
Unfortunately, at the time, it was kind of cool.
I always hated
Cookie
it.
Monster, Grover.
Oh, Cookie Monster was all right.
Cookie Monster was good. But they weren't doing organic, non-GMO. They didn't have GMO wheat back then, but there wasn't any of that awareness, really, was there?
Oscar
the Grouch.
You know,
right?
I actually
bring this up.
Mr. Rogers also made me suffer a lot. I know you're supposed to like these things, and you're
Mr.
supposed.
Mr. Rogers was creepy.
I
admit that.
Yeah,
I watched them.
King
too,
Friday.
Oh yeah,
there's
a really scary puppet.
You know, like the dude doing the voice with the sweater, and I know he was a nice guy and stuff, but it was just too much for me.
He was a Marine. Did you know that?
What?
A U.S. Marine.
A squiggle?
Fred Rogers. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Don't ask, don't tell.
That was
no. I'm not. He was a sweet guy. He seemed like a sweet guy.
Oh my goodness.
But
I didn't mean to go there.
I didn't. Sesame Street
Why did
was
I
all
bring
right.
it up?
You know what I liked?
What?
I liked, frankly,
what
tells,
did you
tells
like?
A lot about me.
Yeah.
I liked the sections, the free-form sort of art sections on Sesame Street that were, frankly, honestly, they seemed to be drug-induced. Like they'd have,
they were definitely 60s drug-induced vision.
They'd have a kid running across, and like there'd be a trail.
Trail on them. And then when they did all the numbers, they had squigglies, and they'd go around. And
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm telling you, they were smoking something while they were doing that.
That was pretty cool, actually, now that I think of it.
But why do I bring it up?
I don't know.
You remember Menomina? Menomina.
No.
You don't remember that? Oh, my gosh. Every kid remembers. Well, anyway.
How dare you not say I'm any kid.
A new Ron Paul commercial came out yesterday. It's on YouTube.
Menomina.
I have it linked up. They're using the old Muppet Sesame Street Menomina as a theme. And what is it about? It's called Who Can You Trust? And in this one, he takes the gloves off and goes after Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich and shows the flip-floppers that they are. Now, remember when John Stewart said, you know, it's really frustrating because they can't get you on anything, Congressman Paul. You should just try to flip your positions. Maybe they'll pay you some attention, right? Because he was joking. It's like the guy's been consistent. There's not you. What do you get him on? There's nothing. But these other critters, Congress critters or otherwise, former Speaker of the House and former governor there between Newt and Mitt, they got a lot of flip-flopping, and I think it would be fun to see or hear. You won't be able to see it, but I want to play a little bit of this audio, and let's give a listen, see if any of this matches up with what you know is going on, because it's all about image, right, instead of reality, superficiality.
Well, they're not cutting anything out of anything. All this talk is just talk.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
I'm firmly pro-life.
I would not have intervened. I think there were a lot of other ways to affect Gaddafi. I think there are a lot of allies in the region that we could have worked with. I would not have used American and European. And they're confused about getting rid of Quebec. This is a moment to get rid of him. Do it.
Oh, now he's
get it over with.
I think there is need for economic stimulus. Americans have lost about $11 trillion in net worth, and government can help make that up in a very difficult time.
I have never supported the President's Recovery Act, all right, the stimulus.
Man, you just said you wanted
no time,
stimulus.
Nowhere, no how have I supported the President's stimulus.
Well, let me say, first of all, this will probably get me into some interesting arguments.
Global warming.
I actually don't know where the global warming is occurring.
But we do agree our country must take action to address climate change.
I was able to put in place a plan that helped get health insurance premiums down and gets all of our citizens insured.
Healthcare.
If we can do that nationally, we help. And I was asked, is this something that you would have the whole nation do? And I said, no.
Wait,
this is something that was crafted for Massachusetts. It would be wrong to adopt this as a nation.
You were leading the charge to push Bill Clinton from office for lying about an affair. The very same time that you were leading that charge, you were having an affair. Isn't that hypocrisy?
You scumbag.
No, I
worry about the 99% in America.
Oh, here's
I want America once again to be the best place in the world to be middle class.
All the streets are connected. Wall Street's connected to Main Street. And so finding a scapegoat, finding someone to blame, in my opinion, isn't the right way to go.
I am for the repeal of Obamacare, and I'm against any effort to impose a federal mandate on anyone.
Newt Gingrich Monday, after he renewed his support for an individual mandate for health insurance, a key tenet of President Obama's health care law.
He's for it before he was
just
against
it.
It's for you.
See, we got the flip-floppers. It ends the video with the flip-flop. Mitch a flip-flop and Newt's a flip-flop. It's very creative, I have to say.
Manana.
Come on, it was awesome.
That was good.
I loved it. It was really appealing, I guess, to the age group that we are, maybe. But
five.
Yes, I'm 5 years old. Thank you. This is something that
Speaking
needs to
myself.
Be done because these people are desperate in the Republican Party to find someone who will be, you know, the next standard bearer we can all get behind. You know, they look at Mitt Romney and say, oh, well, he looks presidential, his hair's slicked back, he's telegenic, but yet the Republican base really doesn't like the guy because, well, he's not conservative.
Looks presidential.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I guess
say.
Patrick Duffy from Dallas looked presidential.
We could have gotten him, the man from Atlanta.
Mannix. A lot of people look.
Yeah, a lot of people could look it.
Look
and then
presidential.
They go after Newt Gingrich now. They say, oh, he's the greatest. But wasn't he wrote the contract with but on America and did basically grew government as much as any liberal in that time frame, of course, and he's done things that are completely not conservative, and now he's the flavor of the month. We got Herman, the Federal Reserve Chairman of the Kansas City Bank, Kane, who looks like he's on the verge. He may have already dropped out for all I know, and that's done. Where are the people going to go next? He was a guy that was a talk show host and not a president, not one who could be president. And yet Ron Paul, they still try, even on the morning shows after he's right. He was on another show, a talk show out of Atlanta, a guy named Neil Bortz. So my Southeastern listeners will know about Bortz. He claims to be a libertarian, although he's more neoconish because he is like so many that, well, love Ron Paul, what his views are, but we don't like his stance on the foreign policy issue, which he's most intelligent on. And yet yesterday he had him on the program, was very kind to him and supported him and said, my goodness, how did you see in 2002 the housing bubble that was about to be? And Ron says, it wasn't me. I happened to study Austrian economists that were much smarter than I am. I mean, ever the humble man that he is, he says, the guy's well studied. And why don't we go for an elder statesman at this point instead of these young punks that are the baby boomer generation that basically sold out on the Constitution and said, we need statism. And, of course, now they're arguing for completely eliminating habeas corpus, Fourth Amendment, gone. We are at war forever, permanent state. I mean, you cannot sustain your immune system if we talk physiologically and immunologically. You cannot sustain constant immunological warfare. You will exhaust yourself and die, and we're in death throes here. I don't like to say that, economically and otherwise, because we're a bunch of infants looking at, oh, dude, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can. Wait, Mitt, he's our guy. That kind of craziness. And so this, some people are going to criticize Ron and his campaign for saying, taking an irreverent position.
I didn't understand. They did this?
Yeah, this came out of the campaign.
I totally approve. That's so funny. We should do an entire show on this ridiculous campaign ad thing that people do. Ron Paul once looked at a puppy the wrong way. This ad paid for by Mitt Romney for president.
Right.
Newt Gingrich once spit on an old lady by accident when he was walking down the street.
Not
only did he do that, but he destroyed the country. Owes me $70 million. He owes all of us $70 million because he was fascinated, along with a lot of other people, by what was happening in Bill Clinton's bedroom. None of my business. Don't care. Mm. Don't even care a little bit. Why? Because Bill Clinton's problem wasn't that he liked girls too much. Bill Clinton's problem was that he sold America out to internationalism from the Cecil Rhodes School.
The globalist.
Right. He's a globalist. He was a globalist from the beginning. He was a wolf in wolf's clothing. But so we get hung up on the idea that we're supposed to like or dislike people for these arbitrary things that were just pawned off on us. They're sold to us. They're not real. It's not. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter that Ron Paul... a couple of guys were talking about it. I happened to overhear, and they said, well, Ron Paul, doesn't he dislike black people? And I argued, really? Can you find any? No, there was no legislation passed. Nothing ever happened. Oh, well, I heard it. Where did you hear it? Could you stop worrying about what you hear and what you can't find any research for? Mm-hmm. And could you start worrying about the country going down the tubes? Because next year, a lot of people are predicting that we are all going to be having dollars which are worth maybe a couple of cents.
Well, yesterday we reported $7.7 trillion was just added to bail out the banks so they can have billions of dollars in profits. You don't think that's going to come home to roost and prices for everything are going up? Stand by. The price for everything's going up except vaccines from China. I'll explain when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Robert. Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Before we get to the vaccines from China, I just want a special shout out to all my South Florida listeners. Miami, very special event happening today. In fact, guess what? Ron Paul's Miami. I'm reading this wrong, actually. I apologize. Ron Paul's Miami office grand opening is December 3rd. I thought it would be today. I was just so anxious and excited about it. But no, December 3rd coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Boy,
in
did
Miami.
You pull a boner.
Oh, well, what can you say? I'm so excited. Listen, after Manamana, I went back to my five-year-old days since I can't follow dates and times anymore.
Ron Paul's what is opening when?
Miami office grand opening, December 3rd in Miami. There you go. How cool is that? Anyway, going back to internationalism and globalism, we would cover the vaccine issue since before time, basically, on this show. China is preparing for a big entry into the vaccine market.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Oh, isn't it? We're just all breathing a sigh of relief. We were so worried. What was going to happen?
We could inject Chinese products directly into our blood.
Yeah, well, you know, the melamine scandal with pet food, I mean, that was just, oh, that was a random act. It just couldn't happen again. Adulteration with heavy metals. No. Oh, wait a second. That explains it. They don't even have to add the heavy metals in. The products in China come with heavy metals already there. That's why they're doing this.
Pre-vaccination.
Yeah.
With every PlayStation.
Every toy coming through, I mean, got some nasty things coming out of China. And China's vaccine makers gearing up over the next few years to push exports in a move that could lower costs of life-saving immunizations for the world's poor.
You got to say life-saving.
I know. Of course, they have to say that, just like HIV causes AIDS. Not.
HIV, the virus that causes AIDS.
Right, exactly. Life-saving my aspirin.
HPV, the virus that causes cervical cancer. They have to remind you of these things, because otherwise you go, what are you talking about?
Right, exactly. And you know, this relates to, there was a thing Nancy Snyderman on Today,
you know,
if
the government wrote the news, they'd say, Charles Manson, the hero of the 60s. I mean, if you actually applied the same logic, it would be like Mao Zedong, leader of a free Republic of China.
Exactly. I mean, say the opposite.
Yeah, I know. They have to say it. It's this little parenthetical quote. You always have to say it at the same time. Like the Rolling Stones, the greatest rock and roll band ever. Mick Jagger, they made that up. They started associating that with themselves. They said, oh, we'll call ourselves the greatest rock and roll band ever.
Why not?
And now people call them the greatest rock. Were they? No, they were a good rock and roll band. Vaccines aren't the Rolling Stones.
No.
Not even close. Go ahead.
Well, Nancy Snyderman of the Today Show never met a vaccine she didn't want to inject into every child. She's really thinking it's irresponsible. You must get your damn vaccine. That's Snyderman.
What?
Yeah, it's irresponsible not to vaccinate. Big controversy because in some communities, the non-compliance rate for vaccination is rising, incredibly so. And I'm thrilled because that means people are listening. They're reading natural news. They're learning. And, of course, this is the great panic of the old media, the great panic of allopathic medicine, the last saving grace of the pharmaceutical industrial complex because they don't have enough drugs in the pipeline to save them. And so they have put all their eggs in the vaccine basket. Now, Nancy Snyderman of the Today Show, let her know. I've got a link up in the blog notes today. Let her know what you think of just get the damn vaccine.
You have a link up?
I do.
To what?
To Nancy Snyderman and the Today Show, so you can let her know how you feel.
Why aren't we on the Today Show?
We wouldn't want to be on the Today Show. We'd have to wear makeup.
No.
Makeup!
No, you were both...
powder!
Reasonably dark.
Oh, listen, I got acne like a teenager
today.
No,
you don't.
Yeah. Healthy, oily skin.
Oh.
Olive oil.
No, I don't see anything. You know what? We should definitely go on the Today Show because it's... I mean, they just have everybody on who has nothing to say, so we'll feel right enough. No, they have the most... They have heavy propagandists. Why don't they have I don't know, Dr. Suzanne Humphries or Rashid Buttar or Dr. Nick Gonzalez or... why don't they have... Hey, Suzanne Summers is a celebrity. Why don't they have her on to talk?
Well, they've had her on, but they always marginalize her and say, oh, she's just, you know, shilling for now. I mean, you know, basically they say she's irresponsible. That's the way they say it. You're irresponsible if you don't do what we tell you to do.
I'm not. I'm quite responsible, actually. I just don't want to be a slave.
Well, our opt-out parents and unvaccinated kids a health threat? That was the question, and no. We covered a little bit. Yeah, of course not. It's absurd. You know, they say, well, your kids are not vaccinated. Mine, you're a threat to my kids. Well, if your vaccines work so well, what are you worried about?
Sorry, right? Your kid is such a wuss.
Exactly. The wussification of America. Stand up to Nancy Spiderman, the chief medical editor. Probably a failed medical doctor that she would have to do this. I'm sorry. I'm not
Snyderman.
Feeling a lot of love
Snyderman.
For her.
Snyderman.
Hey, friendly neighbor.
Wants to inject your child with stuff.
Oh, my gosh. This
she's
is
a spaz.
Going.
Anyway. Oh, I don't know. Well, that's hearsay. I don't know if she's a spaz.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if she gets enough, if she gets enough Chinese vaccination, she will be.
She might become
not
spastic.
Already. Yeah, but the World Health Organization is approving of China's Drug Safety Authority. So they're okay. The WHO gives them the stamp of approval, so they must be good. Yep. Heavy metal containing vaccines.
The World
China.
Health Organization is giving Chinese vaccines the stamp of approval.
Thumbs up. Two thumbs up.
I know where they can put those
sleeve
thumbs.
Down.
You know, I'll tell you something. That WHO, they run around the world creating fake pandemics. They convince everybody in Southeast Asia and Vietnam, hey, let's talk dioxin pollution, shall we? Let's talk the greatest human catastrophe that I've ever seen outside of the Holocaust in Europe. They get everybody there to believe that what? They don't get them to believe. They get us to believe that those people somehow have the bird flu, and so they have to have their flock. That's their flock's wiped out. That's the WHO. Then they go to Africa and convince everybody that because they had sex once, 40 years later, because they're starving or 20 years or whatever, they're going to die, and that means that everybody over here has to worry about. This is the WHO. The World Propaganda. I don't have something that goes with the acronym, but the World Propaganda Association. They call them the WPO.
Yeah,
we don't. I don't like them. The WHO.
And well, here's another group you might like: UNICEF.
Ugh.
Vaccinate every child on planet Earth, especially the poor people that are starving, don't have adequate access to sanitation, good hygiene. But the entry of Chinese companies is expected to further pressure Western pharmaceutical companies to lower prices. UNICEF is pleased with this. Their move to publicize what drug makers charge it for vaccines showed that Western drug makers often charge the agency double what countries in India and Indonesia do. Of course, again, exporting inflation. These people will make it because they'll work for a few pennies an hour, right? That's good. Slave labor. UNICEF is all for that. And this is not the solution to the problem, because the problem isn't a vaccine shortage. The problem is we have a vaccine proficiency disease on the planet. And the promotion of these things, these intoxicating things. Look, we got an immunologist on the record admitting yesterday that the 2, 4, and 6 month baby visits to vaccinate are worthless because there is no immune system in a child that can respond, even if it were appropriate.
Amazing.
And they admit that it's just to get parents basically complying.
We're training the parents. Actually use that language.
How do you feel? You feel good, mom and dad out there? I mean, a lot of people are disgusted and upset, those who've been duped, but a lot of people have woken up, and that is what Nancy Snyderman got her panties in a bunch about.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any pictures?
No pictures. Don't want them.
All right.
Not from her.
Okay.
From her. Listen, Liam, we got an amazing show scheduled for tomorrow. I'm just going to pack it in. I'm going to turn it over to you. World HIV Fraud Day. Amazing, amazing things we're going to do. And never again will people be willing to get an HIV test after tomorrow.
And all the people who've gotten the fake test can now turn it in if you want to. And again, as we talked about the other day, all the people who want to keep them, you keep measuring your T cells and your make-believe viral load and enslave yourself to that way of thinking. Everybody else, we now get to turn in our test. You hand it back to the doctor, say, this isn't valid. It's never been validated. It has no standards. I'm going to find a naturopath. Or you, doctor, are going to stop prescribing death to me, and you're going to learn about anatomy, and you're going to learn about biology, and you're going to learn about the gut. We have an entire nation of people who can hold their doctors, hoist them by their petards, and say, it's time for you.
What is a petard?
I believe it's kind of a French bulldog.
A petard.
What?
Are you petarded?
Squasmo?
I'm going to be in so much trouble after this.
I don't know what you just
hoist
said.
Hoist them by their petards!
Yeah, Captain Petard. He was on the USS.
Enterprise.
Yeah.
Petard, number one.
Number two.
Come
and make a number three.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Elimination is good. Detoxification is good. We want to make sure no one's constipated out there.
I don't know where to go with it. Tomorrow is World HIV Fraud Day, and you're not going to hear about it in the absolutely broken media, the broken record media. You're going to hear about it here, and our greatly admired friend Brent Leung, filmmaker extraordinaire, maker of House of Numbers, is releasing
new footage,
special extra expanded. Special edition of testing, HIV testing 101. If you don't know what HIV testing is, you'll be able to download this from the YouTube. You'll be able to watch it and share it with your friends and your idiot doctor. Take it, say, hey, doofus, I know more than you ever will about this now. And I'm going to go and figure out how to take care of myself, haven't been doing.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. And check it out, robertscottbell.com. Hopefully we'll have Mike Adams putting some out on naturalnews.com later today or tonight or overnight. And if nothing else, come back tomorrow because we'll have video footage available linked up through the blog. Liam will have it up at his site at liamchef.com as well. And if you have any questions or comments, get them in now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Thank you as well to prepperpodcast.com for carrying the show as well, getting the word out to thousands more around planet Earth that need to hear this message of health freedom and, dare I say, liberty. We got it. Thank you for helping me rock it today, Liam.
Liberty.
Liberty. We'll be right back with more powerful healing as I wrap up the show today after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we've done some political healing, we've done some economic healing, we've done some physiological obesity healing today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've had Mike Adams, the health ranger, we've had Liam Sheff, and of
intense
course
stuff today. Robert's good show,
pretty intense, but we got Super Don at the helm there, making us sound so good. And as we wrap up today's show, again, really excited about tomorrow's HIV fraud day presentation. Liam's really working hard on that. Please stay in tune with what's happening here. Lots of new information that'll empower you and your loved ones to stay well. In addition, you know, there's some political stuff. What would be, you know, like sometimes we have funny stuff like moments of duh. We talked about Lipitor going generic and how, oh my gosh, the world end is near. Now, Rick Perry, poor Rick Perry, he almost doesn't go a day without a gaffe of some kind. Now, the biggest gaffe, of course, which is why he's unqualified, the mandate that he did for the HPV shot for girls in Texas, which was overturned.
Among many other things.
Yeah,
yes.
So we don't give him a lot of benefit of the doubt on a lot of things just from that alone. But man,
you almost feel bad for the guy at some point because we keep coming up with stuff.
And
stuff keeps happening where it's like, oh my gosh, are you serious?
He did it again, didn't he, Don?
Yes, he did.
You want to hear the latest? This guy, how did he become governor of Texas? You know, Texas is independent and liberty-minded, but this guy, man, he's a goof, an absolute goof. Let's see. What is the voting age? When is voting going on? You think you would know basic things like that, don't you?
Is
that
reasonable? You would know the voting age, the age when you're able to vote, yeah, and the date of the election.
Yeah, I think that is not too unreasonable to think a presidential candidate should know
this. Kind of an important thing when you're running, yeah, for president, sure.
Let's find out what Rick Perry knows about this subject matter.
Those of you that are will be 21 by November the 12th, I ask for your support and your vote. Those of you who won't be, just work hard. Because you're going to inherit this, and you're counting on us getting this right.
Well, excuse me, you're going to be 21 by November, when? 12th?
Yeah, so if you're 21 by November 12th, except the thing he got wrong is that the legal voting age is 18.
18, last I checked.
And, yeah, the day you're supposed to vote, November 6th, not November 12th.
Wow, this guy really doesn't want to win anything.
Rick Perry is a moment of duh in history, I think.
But my name's Rick Perry. I don't want the youth vote. Oh, well, if you're over 21, you can vote for me. But if you're 18, 19, or 20, sorry, I don't want. Hey,
however,
by the way, I don't want
21,
any of your votes.
Yeah,
just don't show up until November 12th.
12th. Yeah, at least you'll be able to go out and get drunk, I guess, you know, if the election, we end up electing Mitt Romney or something.
Yeah.
But
hey, what's the response out there? I played the Mitt Newt flip-flop thing. The Ron Paul campaign came out with a Menomina Little Sesame Street under it. I thought it was hilarious and, you know, very pointed in that they just switched their views. I never said that I didn't say that I did say it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, it's a great video. You know, unfortunately, you know, the media is not going to put this kind of stuff out there. You know, this is stuff that's going on the internet. But Newt is still the guy. The kingmakers are still propping him up as being the guy that, you know, is that they're supporting right now. And eventually, you know, I predict he's going to crash and burn.
Yep.
Mitt Romney's the guy. He's the guy that everybody's going to, you know, this is the reason why you're not hearing much about Mitt Romney right now. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of off in the background, letting these
just
other people
waiting,
kind of, you know, burn he's out.
The lady in waiting.
You know, so when time comes, he'll be the last guy standing.
Right. Yeah, I noticed this morning on the morning shows, once again, no mention of Ron Paul. It's like he doesn't exist again. This is why, you know, you have to tune into the new media, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You got to read Natural News. All of the, you know, the talkers like Jerry Doyle, who are actually going out well beyond the script that is being given from above. And, you know, look, the so-called conservatives don't like Mitt Romney. Look in South Carolina. He's not going to win South Carolina. You know, what's stunning is I saw a recent poll that put Ron Paul right there in competition in South Carolina. And that's sort of a neoconservative, warmongering type conservative in South Carolina. It's not the old right Robert Taft kind of Goldwater conservative.
Yeah, well, Ron Paul right now, the latest poll that came out, he is tied for third with Herman Cain and Rick Perry. First is Newt, of course, right now, just because he's got the bump in the polls right now.
Yeah.
And coming in second is Mitt Romney. So, you know, it's just one of those things where we are still almost a year away from what's going on. You know, when the election takes place. So there's a lot that there's no way to predict how things are going to turn out at this point.
Yep.
The media is doing their thing. You know, all we can do is just keep working on it.
Yep. And
like
listening.
I said, just be prepared.
Stop listening to the old media.
Newt Gingrich is going to fail. Don, Newt Gingrich is going to burn out.
Yeah, he will. And Don, stop listening to the old media. Not us. We have to follow what's going on so we can report it. But everybody else, you don't need to hear it, because what they're doing is basically making it up as they go along, trying to convince you that the guy that is right about all of these things doesn't exist, which he does. And you can prove that he does by doing not what Rick Perry says, showing up November 12th, only if you're 21. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, tomorrow, World HIV Fraud Day, special edition, very big edition. We're going to welcome listeners from around the world that are very concerned about the HIV fraud and the testing, et cetera. New material coming out of House of Numbers. Look for it tonight. In fact, we might reveal it early if we can get a chance to on the RobertScottBell.com website. Check it out there. I want to say a special shout out to my friends at Interfood. Say thanks to them from me. If you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show, you get a special discount on all of their prepared foods that are organic quality as well. We talked about the importance of that with Mike Adams last hour, and he's rolled out some new things as well. So check it out, and if you missed anything, give a listen. This will replay every 4 hours, and it's downloadable. You'll see it over there at naturalnewsradio.com, the previous shows. Thank you for being here, Don. Thank you to Liam Shep. Thank you to Mike Adams. We're coming back tomorrow with powerful healing like no place else in media, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stereo.